This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't be happy for anybody
around
here. No,
that is not how he rolls.
Nah, man.
That is not how he rolls.
If you didn't catch the Alex Anthopoulos interview last night with John Fricke, first of all, awesome. Awesome to talk to Anthopoulos the day before opening day, and they covered a lot of important bases about the season and all of that. The Braves lineup is out, so we'll get to that in just a minute. But at the end of it, he gave Fricke so much love.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, I love listening to the mornings.
He gave him love.
Now I listen to you on Saturday. I feel like I've learned a lot about the Falcons and the Hawks with your expertise of the city, having been here for so long.
And then what happened?
Well, then we were just listening to it in the break, and I was like, that's cool. And Abe went, not to me, it's not cool.
It's not. Hold on. That is not what I said. That is not what I said.
Let that man have his, man.
You don't know,
that man was praising John Fricke.
He was giving him his flowers.
He was giving him his flowers.
And I found it a little funny.
Yeah. And Abe said, Abe's like, give me those flowers.
Hey, you ever seen that? You know the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
You remember Calvin's peeing on the flower?
Yeah.
That's Abe right there.
Peeing right on John's flowers.
Peeing on the flowers.
God. Only willing to give Fricke flowers once.
One time.
There's nothing. One time only. But the thing about it is, it's different.
Wow. That was a dark joke right there, Bo.
These two.
Jeez, I didn't get what you meant at first.
Have you ever been with him and Fricke?
Yes.
That is the funniest damn thing in the world.
They are.
Like, Bo is a very cool, even keel person.
Yes.
Of all of us, I think he is the
he keeps an even keel.
Yeah, he keeps an even keel. Don't let Fricke be here, because last time they were together, and he said, well, John.
Yeah, because Bo gets hot under the collar with John.
Whoa.
Abe for sure does. Like, Abe and John are like an old married couple.
John. I was like, whoa. Like, let me.
Nothing makes Bo quite as mad as John Fricke saying things he disagrees with about the Braves.
Listen here.
Well, it's the Saints.
Oh, the Saints.
There you go, buddy. He pushes that envelope.
He pushes it.
You can talk about the team. Don't talk about the city.
He pushes it. Listen here, John.
Oh, man. But anyway, check out the interview.
It was really good.
It was cool that he was reminiscing about some of the good old days with John in the mornings and all that kind of stuff. All right, we got the lineup.
Yes,
here it is.
It's pretty much like
we were wrong.
We were so wrong.
Dang it! Profar leads off, plays left. Austin Riley at third base, bat second. Matt Olson batting third. Marcelo Zuna cleanup. Ozzy fifth. Michael Harris is sixth. So we kind of flipped. Michael second, but yeah, Michael Harris sixth. Drake Baldwin catching, batting seventh. Ah, we were wrong about this too.
Yeah.
Orlando Arcia is batting eighth.
We were.
That's an insult to Jared Kelnick. He's batting ninth.
They want to keep that, have somebody, speedy
you
at the bottom.
Turn the lineup.
Turn the lineup
where are we
over
at with Michael King, righty lefty. Michael King for the Padres.
Oh, he's a righty.
He's righty. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That would have been the scenario that I would have seen, maybe Ozzy, who bats better from the left side, and Harris maybe batting up. But if you're not going to keep him there every day.
Right.
Okay. You know. So you got three lefties in, right? Right, am I right? Three lefties in, like Olson, Harris, Ozzy, obviously. Oh, and Doug Baldwin. So you got four.
Profar switch hitter.
So you said there were six? Damn, there's six lefties? Six lefties?
Wow, yeah. Looks like it.
Left, 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 left.
Drake Baldwin, what I call him?
Six. Drake Baldwin. Okay. I think you said.
Well, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
I think he said Doug Baldwin. Yeah. That'd be Drake funny Baldwin. If he was catching too, though.
Okay.
He does. He did use to catch.
All right.
Doug Baldwin did?
Oh, yeah. Great hands.
That's passes? Right. Passes.
Pretty damn good.
Sometimes they flop.
Okay, so yeah, one, two, three, four. Damn. A lot of lefties in the order.
Lots good.
That's good.
Good against right-handed pitching.
Love it.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So like we have mentioned the entire show, it is opening day. So how about some here's a couple of opening days. So we've heard all of these experts, including experts on our own air, including Buster Olney earlier today on the Steakhouse, saying, you know, the Braves are the second best team in Major League Baseball. So Las Vegas actually feels the same way. So the Dodgers are going to open this season at plus 275. Best odds since the 2002 Yankees, who opened at plus 200.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Braves are number two, according to Las Vegas, at plus 800. So you win a significantly bigger chunk of change.
Because the team the Braves, I think, are plus 850 or whatever. So, like, the second and third, fourth, fifth, whatever, are pretty closely grouped. Dodgers are, I get it. They're pretty good.
How about win totals? The Dodgers are the only team that Vegas has. Dodgers are the only team that Vegas has busting 100. They have them at 103.5. They do have the Braves in second there also. 93.5 games. 10 less games.
Dude,
than
I'm going a 103.5 win total in
I'm
Vegas
going
is insane.
Over.
That's nuts.
For the Braves? I love over 93.
No, I'm talking about the Dodgers.
Over the Dodgers?
Over 104?
Yeah. I got to go.
Man, that's hard, man.
Really? For this team?
They only won 98 last year.
You're right for this team.
I understand that.
But like, this ball, 104, like 103.5 being the over-under is insane.
I got to get over that.
They think they're going to be so good.
I mean, are we?
What makes you think they won't be?
I do too. But like, again, you win 104 games. That's crazy.
Yes, I know.
So Braves colored glasses aside, are we thinking the Dodgers are going to – let's talk about the NL West. Are we thinking like, you know, start to finish, post to post?
Yes.
Dodgers in first place?
Yes.
So the Padres don't even –
Well, after the Braves beat them a few times
There are going to be sub 500.
Yeah, they might not be in first place.
The Padres won't be able to catch them because the Braves are beating them.
That's true. The Braves go out to the West Coast and sweep everybody. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like
after that. Be four games back by the time this
Yeah, that's a good point. You have to – we'll have to reassess after that. But, I think the Dodgers are probably going to win a lot of games this year.
They're going to win a lot of games. I'm sure they will. So how about this one? Highest average ticket price in Major League Baseball to get in, on average – All right, Dodgers won the World Series last year. The highest or the average ticket price to get into Dodger Stadium, $177.
Okay.
They are second in Major League Baseball. Would you care to guess who has an average ticket price of $181 to get into a game this season? How about the Sacramento A's?
Ah, that makes sense.
What the hell?
Because I guess they're only in like a 15,000 capacity.
Like an 8,000 seat stadium.
I don't give a damn.
So they're trying to offset that just by charging
$181 to see the A's?
No one went to see them when they had 50,000 seats.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to go see them now that they have 15,000 seats.
So
it's a real joke that they are doing this, by the way. Like, I know it is, and everybody knows it is, sometimes you got to keep calling a joke a joke. The fact that these guys have to play in a minor league stadium while their punk-ass owner moves them to Las Vegas sucks.
Yes.
So the cheapest ticket to get into, Sacramento Stadium, I guess? They didn't even claim Sacramento. They're just called the Athletics.
They're not Oakland.
They're not Oakland. Yeah.
They're not Vegas.
They're not Vegas.
They're not Sacramento. They're just the Athletics.
Just the A's.
It's very stupid.
$70 to get you in the door. Cheapest ticket price available right now. But the highest is half the price-ish of what it costs you to get in the ticket price. I mean, the Truist Club. They have a club called the Salon Club or Solon Club. I assume it's right behind home plate.
Who is
you
this?
You get into that one. This is the Athletics.
Okay. Salon. Sacramento. Got it.
Salon.
$270.
It's like Solano County, right? So Salon Club?
Oh, I guess so. Probably, yeah. Not that
familiar. Is that a minor league partner, right?
I just listen to a lot of Bay Area rap music.
Yeah. So is it like the Truist Club?
I don't know. Oh. I would assume it's probably closer to the home plate club over in Gwinnett.
I'm going to guess it's closer to like the parents behind the stands at your softball games.
The gate.
I'm going to guess it's like people bringing Tito's into their Yetis.
If I had to bet, I would think Cool-Ray Park is probably a little bit newer than whatever wherever the Sacramento AAA team plays in. So
I'm gonna bet, yeah. I'm gonna bet it's a little nicer too. Yeah, God.
What kind of race are they gonna do in Sacramento in the seventh inning?
Oh
man,
what's Sacramento famous for?
Boredom.
Cows.
Oh, a cow race. Would
could
be
have
fun.
A cow race.
Dress up a bunch of people in cow costumes.
You just have like Bay Area rappers race. Dude, like E-40.
That'd be fun.
They're going to try everything. Do you know how many damn Sacramento Kings are going to be throwing out the first pitch?
Oh, all God. And,
Zach LaVine is going to.
Oh, yeah. Zach LaVine might play left field.
And everybody. They're going to have so many damn. Vlade Divac going to come back and throw out a pitch.
Yep.
Yes.
They might ask Mike Bibby to do it, but his arms are too big.
Because
he's Sacramento State now.
Yes, he is. They might even ask Jose Canseco to come back. Ain't nobody going to know he's in Sacramento.
So it's funny, Andy, that you just mentioned how long somebody's arms are. On to a little bit of
college
football.
Not long. Mike Bibby just looks like he's eating creatine for every meal.
Shorter arms. So offensive tackle for LSU last year, Will Campbell, going to go pretty high in the draft. A lot of people are saying he's the best or second-best offensive lineman. He's been mocked to the Falcons a couple times. So the combine rolls around, and everybody starts getting on Will Campbell about the length of his arms, saying he has T-Rex arms. So here's Will Campbell defending himself.
For 2 years, nobody had any measurements on me, and nobody said anything about my play. So now all of a sudden, an arm length decides if I'm a good player or not. I think it's BS. But, you know, any decision makers in the NFL, they don't really care. It's all, you know, people who don't coach and they don't coach for a reason.
He got a gun rack in a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
All the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's so weird. It's so fun. And, yes, you would like your catches to have 34, whatever. You really would. I mean, the prototypical. But this dude can play.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's about just being a good football player.
Watch the tape.
The dude can play.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, the dude can play, and he's played a lot of football. Because, man, he even starts as a true freshman on that left side. So, yeah, whatever. If it drops him, he ain't going to fall too far.
He's still going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah, definitely.
It might get him on like a not bad team.
Yeah.
You think it would push him into the second half of the first round, though?
Well, maybe, no.
He's still being mocked like top 10.
I saw him mocked to the Bears.
Bears name him.
Just Bears just doing everything on the offensive line.
Why not?
What an offensive line.
Why not?
Yeah.
So while we're on college athletics, so, you know, Rick Pitino leaves the tournament early, then he goes to support his son as New Mexico takes on Michigan State. Y'all watched that game. Do you remember the red shirt sitting behind Rick Pitino?
Bo, my dude. I was just about to ask you if this was that question. Yes, I saw the picture yesterday, and I was like, oh, okay.
You think Rick saw?
Yeah.
I'm sure he was probably side-eyeing a little bit.
Yeah, Rick saw with that Rick damn
with that scarf on.
A
little busty was the woman sitting behind him.
I saw the picture when I was leaving here yesterday, so yeah.
So there is a random porn site has come out saying, we want to know who this busty woman is that was sitting behind Rick Pitino, has offered her $200,000 to reveal herself and then unreveal herself.
Or reveal herself again.
However you want to look at it.
What's the deal?
They want to pay her $200,000 to do a porn video.
Did they find her?
I don't know if they found her or not.
They'll find her.
More popular porn website Cam Soda has also jumped in here just trying to figure out who this woman is to pay her a bunch of money.
That's all right, huh?
That shows you, ladies, it pays to wear scantily clad clothes to basketball games, I guess.
Them damn Cam Soda pop-ups.
It's really funny. Like, that's what it is now. Yeah. Like, somebody gets spotted hot courtside or at a game or something. Yeah. Porn sites are like, pay him money, get him on our site. Yeah. And then people would watch it, and they would make their money back.
Yeah, but
people would definitely watch it.
Yeah, they would.
And all you would have to advertise, woman that sat behind Rick Pitino in red shirt.
Yeah, but she was,
busty.
Yeah, she was. Busty. I mean, and the part about it was is, what they're looking for is, because the way the
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The camera angle was
all you saw. Yeah.
You saw Rick Pitino in a damn sweater. Scarf.
Yeah, you always had the excuse, like, because everyone's always like, eyes up here. It's like, I can't. Literally, your head was cut off by the camera. I'm just looking at the game. Don't be mad at me. Because they went over there a lot because they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. Not just to show Rick Pitino.
They were showing him in a scarf.
Rick Pitino's Just for Men haircut and his scarf. How do all these old basketball coaches still don't have any gray hair, as stressed out as they are? It's crazy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.